The devil is a devil of extremes. He tries to push us out of balance. He tries to push us so that we fall over. And you know, have you ever noticed throughout history? Look at the cults and look at heretics. Look at the heresies that have been identified through the ages. You ever notice? You can trace them back to some truth. You can trace them back to some scripture. You emphasize a truth to the point that it becomes error. And that happens in the church. You get churches that become so consumed with certain aspects that before long, what happens is it's to the neglect of a whole bunch of other things, and they're no longer balanced. And so they're not, you know, when you gird yourself with truth, you want truth on every side. It means if the devil comes and pushes me over here, I want a truth that pushes him back there. But if he runs around to the other side and he begins to push me in the other direction, I want a truth that pushes that way. You see, if I arm myself where all I'm doing is pushing in that direction, you know what he's going to do? All he's got to do is push on me over here and get me really pushing, really pushing. But all the while, he means for me to actually go in that direction. You say, what do you mean? Oh, he comes and he pushes here, so I push back. It's kind of like the maybe Christian liberty thing. You get somebody and there's a danger of legalism, so he comes over and he begins to push, and you begin to push back on Christian liberty. Well, really, he wants you. He's not trying to lead you into legalism. You feel like that's the threat. He's really trying to run you into license. He wants your life sloppy. He wants you playing with worldliness all the time. He wants to destroy your reputation. So what does he do? Well, he starts trying to push you towards legalism. But see, that's never his intent. His intent is really to run you into license and loose living. You say, what? He's pushing you in the exact opposite direction that he wants you to go. Why? Because then you begin pushing. And you know what happens when you push? And you begin to push it, and you begin to resist against him. And now suddenly he lets go and he runs around to the other side and he pushes you. And you know what? That happens in the church all the time. And that's how you end up with heresies. And that's how you end up with cults. There's a verse over here and you begin to look at it, but it becomes distorted. Have you ever, you've got software. Sonny's got software that you can manipulate photos, right? Okay. You take a photo of somebody in the church. What happens? You take a photo. You take a photo of Tim. Sonny, you take a photo of Tim. You just think about this and you put it up on your computer screen and then you start enlarging his nose. And you just make it a little, you say, I'm going to play with this a little bit. I'm just going to make his nose a little bit bigger. And then you make it even bigger. And then you make it even bigger. And then you make it even bigger. And what happens? You're going to show it to Rachel, and what's she going to say? She's going to scream. You know what you've done? You've just distorted him into something it becomes ugly. Distortion. You see, if we're not balanced, we need to be girt about by truth, and there needs to be balance in this reality. And the thing is, you need to remember what's happening. We're up against an enemy that means to make us fall. We're not playing against a lightweight here. My son got involved in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Evan was doing that. So my son got involved. My son said this. He said, Dad, the best guys, he said, they get you to work against yourself. He said, the best guys, they know the direction they want to take you in. And so they actually begin to push you away from the place they want to take you ultimately. Because if they begin to push you, you push back. And when you push back, now you're pushing in the very direction they want to take you. And once they've got you exerting all your energy in that direction, guess what they do next? They immediately stop resisting and force you that way. And now they got you right where they want you. And you know what? Oftentimes we're talking about spiritual realities. We're not talking about something harmless here. This is a favorite method of the devil's attack. People with no sense of balance. They're like those children. And a fall becomes imminent. And these falls can be catastrophic. And listen, he means to kill. He means to destroy. He means to disrupt. He means to keep us powerless. He means to keep us fruitless. He wants to mess the whole thing up, and he will come in and he'll seek to do that. He does that in individuals' lives, and he will seek to do it in the church. He wants us to get out of proportion, where that picture of that person becomes ugly, it becomes distorted, and it becomes the same with truth. Look, the devil has certain routes that he follows very regularly. I mean, as clever and crafty as the devil is, he lacks originality. He basically, you can look at him and he operates the same in every generation. One of his first lines of attack is displayed in trying to produce a lack of balance. He is the devil of extremes.